Each year, about 1 million Americans end their marriages with a divorce. There is some good news, though. All those veterans of failed unions now have their own magazine. It's called Divorce Magazine, and it's doing rather well. Here's reporter Dan Karpinchuk from Toronto, where the magazine is published.
If you open the pages of Divorce Magazine, what you'll find are articles that focus on the problems that people encounter in a divorce, the financial aspects, how to build self-esteem and new relationships, when to divorce, and how divorces and separations affect children. Editorial director and magazine co-founder Diana Shepherd began Divorce Magazine with her business partner and publisher Dan Couvrette when both of them were forced to look for answers about divorce.
Dan had all kinds of questions about how he was going to stay in touch with his kids, whether he was going to ever feel all right again, how to find a lawyer. And I was having all kinds of questions about how to be a stepmother, how to take care of somebody else's children, how to deal with somebody's ex-wife.
As they went looking for answers, they were sure others would also be looking.
There's got to be a million other people who need the same information, and nobody's doing it. So, you know, we dug down deep. We didn't take salaries for 4 years. We put all our money into it. We mortgaged our houses. We believed so much in this idea and so much that there is a need to help people not have these toxic divorces from hell that we put everything behind it. And now, 7.5 years later, we're pretty successful.
Shepherd published the first issue out of her basement. It had an initial run of 10,000 copies. Now it has more than 200,000, and the partners expect it to reach 300,000 by the end of next year. That's on par with a medium-sized consumer bridal magazine. Publisher Dan Couvrette says he was surprised to find out who was reading Divorce Magazine.
Almost half of our readership are people who are divorced, and they may have remarried, or they may be in dating, or they may be considering getting back out into the market themselves. We definitely have articles that are geared towards those people who are reconsidering, you know, what is the relationship about? How can you make sure you don't make the same mistakes you made the last time? How do you make sure you meet and date the person who you should be dating?
In addition to features like Dr. Patricia Love's advice column, readers can peruse the X-Files. These are usually quirky anecdotes which recount stories such as one in India where a bride called off the wedding and had her groom arrested when his family asked for an increase in the dowry, that being a car, an apartment, and the equivalent of $20,000 in cash. Readers can also find self-help forms. In one case, it's a list of household inventory, like furniture, its value, whether it was purchased during the marriage, and more importantly, who was keeping it. The magazine's formula has had good results, according to Shepherd.
Within 5 months of launching the one in Toronto, we launched a magazine called Chicago's Divorce Magazine, and that was the first U.S. magazine.
Since then, they've expanded to more cities and regions.
And then this summer, we went into expansion mode again and launched an issue in Texas, and we're now launching another one in Florida in November.
Because of its growth, she says the magazine had to be different in each of the 6 regions that it sold. Legal and financial advice has had to be tailored for each one since divorce in the U.S. is a state matter and there are differences across the country. For both Shepherd and Couvrette, the process of helping the magazine grow has had a personal impact.
What I learned mainly was how to heal myself, and I learned that through reading our magazine and talking with professionals and seeking help that I needed. You can't do your own brain surgery.
Shepherd says the magazine does not endorse divorce or glorify it or suggest that it's what couples with problems should do. She says it's there to help people and offer them options. For Day to Day, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.